In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, began the message that always ended with the warning that the communication device would self-destruct in 5 seconds. The mission given was never easy, as the title of the movie and TV series indicated, Mission Impossible. The assignments always seemed impossible, but in the end, the impossible turned out to be possible, even if it was nearly impossible for most. Still, some things, even those special agents, would never be able to do. Experiences we can only call miracles that come from God alone. Mary, the mother of our Lord, found herself at the center of one of the greatest miracles of the Bible, a true mission impossible. And given the important nature of this miracle, God again sent one of his heavenly messengers, the angel Gabriel, who also had come to Zechariah. And we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Gabriel comes again as God's special messenger, announcing a true message of hope, even in the midst of the seemingly impossible. Gabriel comes announcing a true message of hope in the midst of the seemingly impossible. This message would bring the greatest hope to all. God was coming among us in the flesh and blood person of his own Son. But Gabriel's greeting came as a shock to young Mary. Please read with me as the reading started. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." This was completely unexpected, especially to someone as seemingly unimportant as Mary. Who is Mary that God should choose her? Who is she that God would use her as part of his very plan of salvation? What made God single her out for such an amazing plan? Gabriel announced, "Greetings, O favorite one, the Lord is with you." Favorite one. Yes, Mary will take part in this miracle, but purely by grace. And that is the first critical part. But the next words bring even more assurance. God is with her. An echo of the name of her son revealed to Joseph also by an angel. He is Emmanuel, God with us. She's not alone. God is not far away. He has come among his people, but how he will do that is even more amazing than Mary can possibly imagine. For God is about to come into her very womb. Gabriel can see that this is overwhelming to young Mary and immediately calms her, saying, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God." Encounters with angels normally brought fear. Sinful man hesitates in the face of God's holiness or of those holy because of association with God. But the great message this angel bears comes not from a God of judgment, but from a gracious God, full of promise and hope. It's a message of a miracle of miracles, a miracle so full of hope, not just for Mary or for Joseph or for God's chosen people, but for all people. Please read with me. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. If this miracle of conceiving without a man while we're still a virgin wasn't enough, the greatest miracle will be that all the fullness of God would dwell in this one conceived in her womb. God Almighty would take on human flesh within her and dwell among us. He will live where we live, work among us, suffer with us, but he will also be great. He will be called Son of the Most High. His kingdom will have no end. All this would be contained in the still unseen child conceived inside Mary by the power of God's word. Mary, God's humble servant. Mary, a young woman betrothed in marriage, but a marriage not yet consummated. Mary, who will now face the unique situation of being a mother without a human father to conceive her child. The questions racing her head. How? Certainly there was no precedent for such a miracle. Never before had anything like this happened. So Mary is overcome with in complete amazement. How would God create a baby inside her without a human father? And the angel Gabriel once more provides an answer. The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. Amazing. God's presence in her womb, in her, God directly creating life as the Heavenly Father. A virgin not only pregnant now with a child, but pregnant with the Holy Son of God himself. Next to the resurrection on Easter morning, this stands among the greatest of God's miraculous acts. But how? By what means? We have no reference to compare. Then Gabriel notes why such a miracle can take place against anything we know or imagine. Please read with me. Nothing will be impossible with God. God is a God of the impossible, the humanly impossible. The true mission impossible takes place right inside the womb of a simple Hebrew woman, chosen purely by grace. Jesus would later restate this truth when the disciples wondered how anyone could possibly be saved and inherit heaven. Jesus told them, "With men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible." All things are possible. All things. Or consider when God spoke with Abraham about the birth of a son in his old age and his wife's advanced age, something that caused Sarah to laugh in disbelief. Is anything too hard for the Lord? No. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing. One great enemy of hope is the conclusion that all possibilities are finished, that no options still exist, that there is no solution, no way out. How often do we give up? How often do we throw up our hands with, this is impossible? Never even considering how God might be involved, what unseen plan he might yet have, how he might intervene unseen. How often do we end up with Zechariah's faithless doubt and even Sarah's laughter? How often do we disregard the simple believing trust of Mary, who, in the face of the amazing, simply wondered, how will this be since I am a virgin? Curious of how God might do what had never been done before. And how often do we miss that God has announced this miracle of miracles by no less than the angel Gabriel, the powerful messenger of heaven who stands in the presence of God? For many people, Christmas easily becomes little more than a cute story for a greeting card or a feel-good moment in the middle of a cold and dark winter. Yet, the heart of the divine message from Gabriel is that God became flesh within Mary's womb, a truth that is at the heart of our faith and gives hope in the possibilities of what yet will be. For nothing will be impossible with God. Nothing will be impossible with God. If God can do this, then what can he fail to do? What in our lives is beyond the power of the one who does the impossible? If he has come to live my life and take my place and on the cross pay the price of my sin and suffer my death and conquer the legions of hell, and not just for me, but for the entire world, past, present, and future, honestly, what is he not able to accomplish? Mary can only sit in amazement, willing to follow on a journey that leads to incredible possibility. And she humbly says this, please read with me. Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word. Such humility and simple faith and openness to follow. An obedient servant, truly inspired by hope. But not a hope of mere wishes or dreams or even confident optimism. No, this hope comes from heaven, announced by God's chosen messenger, inspired by this God of the impossible, and underscored by an eternal promise. Let it be to me according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.